Hi, I'm Jeff King. Today I've just been working on some queuing, and so I just wanted to, you know, share with you my thoughts on queuing and why you'd use them. So first off, your typical web application, in my mind, kind of looks something like this. You'll have, you know, your web server, where clients are making requests to get web pages, or maybe it's like JSON from APIs. And then behind the scenes, you'll have a data store. Traditionally, this would be like, you know, a SQL kind of database, like MySQL or SQL Server or something like that. More and more, this is turning into NoSQL. But whatever it is, you will have a data store, which actually is the persistent data, say like user data or product information, depending on, you know, what industry you work on. So a typical web request comes in. You have your web application on your web servers, and they call data store. So this is good at small to moderate scale, but it really starts having issues with the World Wide Web as we know it today. So the first thing that we do a lot of the times when we're looking at a simple system like this and we want to introduce a queue will be, you basically have the same application, the requests are being made to it. But when it's doing the writes of the data, it'll stick it into a queue. And then at that point, later, it will be written to the database. But your typical gets will still come from the database. So why you would do this is, this really enables control over the actual writes to the data store. A typical bottleneck, especially on the cloud, will be actually the data store. It's super easy to add more like web application nodes, so stand up more web servers. It's much trickier to create scalable data architecture. So we'll talk about that more in the future. So, but this is a typical pattern that we see in the cloud. And so that's your web application inserting into a queue, and then inserting into the database at a later point. So I'm going to start talking about the reasons why the queue becomes so important in later sessions. This is a really simple overview, just in application architecture. I hope you enjoyed. See you soon.